Orchids aren't just a separate family of flowering plants. They're something approaching a cult. Orchid growers worldwide share a fascination with these diverse and beautiful flowers. There's something mysterious about them that even experts struggle to describe. Thomas Miranda is the Director of Horticulture, Education, and Outreach for the Hawaii Tropical Botanical Garden. He'll be offering a free talk on orchid diversity this weekend in Honolulu, and I asked him about the orchid mystique.
Orchids are truly masters of manipulation and deception. And a lot of people think that part of the reason we're so fascinated with them is because they're actually manipulating us. They do quite a bit of, you know, in order to attract pollinators, they often mimic other kinds of plants or sometimes even other, you know, even animals and insects in order to get their pollination accomplished. There are those that say that the lip of the of certain orchids actually resembles part of the human anatomy that I will leave to your imagination. But seems to be extremely attractive to men, which is why so many men grow orchids, as well as women.
So you're describing them as kind of shapeshifters in a way.
Well, truly they are. One of the things that we found out in recent years about orchids is that just because the flower might look the same doesn't mean that the plants themselves are related. When we examine the DNA of orchid flowers, a lot of times plants that look very similar are not even closely related at all, but they have flowers that look alike because they're trying to attract a very specific kind of pollinator. And so oftentimes they will share pollinators based on the appearance of their flowers. So the way the flower looks has almost nothing to do with the plant's actual genetic relationships.
Are they very delicate plants, or are they very hardy plants?
Well, most people complain that orchids are very, very fussy, difficult to grow as house plants. Here at Hawaii Tropical Botanical Garden, orchids just like thrive. I mean, one of my gardeners jokes when he's asked, what he has to do to cultivate an orchid. He goes, "Well, I nail it to a tree and walk away." but, of course, for most people, that's not the case. Orchids are generally pretty tough plants. Most of them are like succulent, so they can handle, not being watered all the time. Oftentimes they can handle a fairly low humidity situation if you're trying to grow one as a house plant.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that... I think part of the reason that people get into some trouble with them is that they think that that their coffee table in the living room is orchid habitat.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. They need an area where they're getting adequate light and air movement and good quality water. All of these things come into play when you're trying to cultivate an orchid. I find them to be really tough, rather easy to grow plants, but other people, I'm sure, will disagree.
Is the Hawaii climate particularly congenial?
Oh, I think so. We have really excellent conditions, particularly here in the Big Island, but I think all over the Hawaiian Islands, we don't experience a whole lot of really cold weather. We don't, the plants sort of thrive in tropical temperatures. The majority of orchids love to be around, 75 to 80 degrees during the day and 60, 65 degrees at night. So most of the climate of the islands, depending on what elevation you're at, are really ideal for a lot of orchids. Some prefer to be much warmer. Others prefer to be really cool, particularly orchids that originate in high mountain areas. Just in the same way, depending on what island you live on and what elevation you're at, there are actually different kinds of orchids that would do well there. A lot of people on Oahu do better with hotter, drier orchids,
mm-hmm.
whereas a lot of people here in Hilo and
There's an awful lot of information available about them, isn't there? I mean, it's been studied for so long because of that very fascination.
Yeah, people have been fascinated with orchids for over 200 years, and that's just counting, you know, Western culture. In their native habitats, people have been growing and collecting orchids since ancient times. There's actually books that were written by Chinese scholars over 1,000 years ago about how to grow cymbidiums, and I think that if you find indigenous cultures in South America, they were using orchids medicinally and using them in ceremonial things for, you know, probably thousands of years.
It sounds like there's a great deal yet to be learned about orchids.
There's probably, no one really knows the exact number because they're still actually discovering new orchids as they go into various unexplored regions in the world. But there's probably close to 30,000 species of orchids that actually exist.
Mm-hmm.
The orchid field is so vast that there's really no way that you can know it all. And all of them have their own story. All of them have their own special ecology. They often have species-specific pollinators. They have relationships with mycorrhizal fungi, which is a whole world that hardly any of us know anything about. They're highly interdependent organisms with their environment. So a lot of people talk about conserving orchid species, and really the best way to do that is, of course, to conserve habitats because they're so interwoven with everything around them. You know, most of them are what we call epiphytes, mm-hmm. actually living on trees. And so, you know, their whole existence is dependent on there being a forest there. The forest is gone. There's no orchids there.
We see that with so many species, especially in Hawaii, don't we?
Absolutely. Hawaii actually does not have very many native orchids. I believe there's only three,
mm-hmm.
And they're all terrestrial species, which are very, very interesting, particularly their distribution. It's very, very odd. I mean, one of them, the closest relative, is from the Aleutians. Another one, the closest relative, is in Asia. And another one, really oddly, its closest relative is on the east coast of North America.
Yeah.
So we have this amazing, weird distribution of the Hawaiian natives. Now, to say, you know, that there are so few native orchids in Hawaii is kind of ironic because the Big Island in particular has been christened the Orchid Island.
Yeah.
Some of the best orchid growers in the world are here. And they grow absolutely astonishingly well because of the climate that we have. So even though the orchids aren't native, we have like the perfect climate for so many species. It's really astounding.
For you as a scientist, the very fact that there's still mystery about them has to be a big part of what keeps you going, I would think.
Oh, it absolutely does. I would say that my fascination, has never waned in 30 years of studying them. In fact, it just gets more and more strange and wonderful every 5 minutes. There's just so much diversity and stuff to learn about them.
Thomas Miranda is the Director of Horticulture, Education, and Outreach for the Hawaii Tropical Botanical Garden on the Big Island. He'll be offering a free talk on orchid diversity at 3 p.m. Saturday as part of the weekend-long 64th Annual Kunia Orchid Show and Plant Sale at Leilahua High School. You can get details on our Facebook page.